And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, The Thief and the Hangman, was by Morton Wishengrad and is the last in a series entitled Judgment and Justice.
This is a story that came to me in the night. I dreamed that the seconds were spilling from the clock and that the dead minutes were bundled into sheaves and stacked in space. And the sheaves were gathered hours, and the hours were folded years, and the years were buried deep beneath the centuries. A lonely wind came over space. No bird sang among the rushes. The tide was at the ebb, and the earth was bald, where the grass had fallen out. And then I saw a man, and he made a sound.
My name is Micah.
And I knew then that it wasn't a dream. I knew that it was long ago in a kingdom far away, very long ago. So long ago that it could have been tomorrow. Micah had two arms, two legs, ears for listening, eyes for wanting, and the stomach for hungering. And while his soul hungered mightily for the Lord, his belly hungered for bread. And soul and belly joined in a prayer.
And ye shall serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless thy bread.
Micah, there's no bread. Why do you say the prayer?
Say a thing often enough, and perhaps it comes true.
No, Micah. I've lived a long time. Faith bakes no bread. Faith is only a manner of wanting. Nothing comes from wanting except more wanting.
Micah considered this for a long time, and then he considered what he would do.
I shall steal.
He said it with dignity, the way you'd say, I shall go to the office. Only Micah said,
I shall steal enough to dull the hunger.
And so very long ago, so long ago, it could have been tomorrow, a man named Micah stole and became a fugitive.
What do you want? What business do you have waking respectable people in the dead of night?
They're after me. They've turned the dogs on me.
Oh, have they? Turn your face to the moon.
Oh, please let me in. Give me asylum.
Your face to the moon. Uh-huh. You've killed a man, haven't you?
No, I haven't killed. I swear I'm no murderer. Will you let me in?
Tell the truth. You killed. Admit it.
If I said I killed, would you let me in?
That depends on whom you killed. Who was it?
No one. I told you I'm not a murderer.
Then what are they after you for?
I stole.
You're a thief?
Yes, I'm a thief. Will you give a thief asylum?
And be robbed in my own house?
Well, you said you'd let me in if I killed someone.
I said it would have depended. It would have...
The dogs are coming closer. Every man alive was once born. Even a thief was once born. Help me.
I don't let thieves into my house.
Oh, someday you'll want mercy for yourself.
Maybe. But is it likely that I'd ask a thief for mercy?
If you won't grant asylum, if you won't let me in, tell me what to do. At least do that.
All right. I were in your place.
Yes.
If I were in your place, I believe I would run very fast.
There is a crime here beyond theft and beyond flight. The crime is poverty. The crime is homelessness. The crime is the necessity for supplication. Micah ran on two criminal legs through the night, and he ran to the top of a mountain. This was an error, for it's at the top of a mountain that all paths unite. And here his pursuers found him.
All right! Come down from that rock, Micah. Someone take a stick and quiet the mongrels. Micah, it's no use. You're surrounded. You can't go higher. You've got to come down. Be sensible, Micah.
The dogs will tear me to pieces.
They will if I tell them to.
Will you tell them to?
Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm an officer of the law.
What does that mean?
Micah, every man after the pain of his birth puts his fate in the hands of the law for maybe yes and maybe no. Come on down and take your chances, Micah.
I have to jump!
Mm-hmm. You'll have to jump. Now quiet the mongrels. Someone will bash his skull in. Get up, Micah.
My ankle is broken.
Get up, Micah. There, you see. When one leg is useless, it is still possible to stand on the other. Kindly raise your hands. Sergeant, inform the prisoner that we are on King's business and that we are accustomed to having our commands obeyed.
Hands over your head! I have no weapons to hire. When you're balancing on one leg, it's a difficult position.
That's the trouble with illegal action, Micah. It always puts you in a difficult position. Sergeant, bind the prisoner's hands over his head.
Yes, sir.
Where are you going to take me?
To a place where you will see, and then you will not see. It's a riddle, Micah.
I stole flour and salt to make bread.
Hangman's bread. There is a law, Micah. In this kingdom, theft is punishable by hanging. Sergeant, carry him away.
They pronounced him guilty and then they tried him. Such was the jurisprudence of the kingdom. But it wouldn't have mattered since Micah readily admitted his theft. The king pronounced the sentence.
Death by hanging. I commend you to God's mercy.
The prisoner will bend his head. Bend your head, Micah. The executioner's waiting.
I should like to say something first.
Well, it's no more than right. You're entitled to it.
May I speak?
After the noose is fixed, bend your head for the hangman.
Difficult to speak when a noose is around your neck.
No self-pity, Micah. The executioner waits. Say what you have to say.
I wish to say a few words about hunger and poverty. My name is Micah. I think that means who is like the Lord. In a sense, every man is named Micah, for every man is of the Lord. But then why are we poor and hungry if we are made in the divine image? Because we lose our divinity. Because we're always so busy turning over rocks and looking for grubs to stuff in our mouths. How can a man be divine if he has to spend so much of his time trying to outwit his belly? Can you tell me?
Why don't you ask the Lord? You'll see him before I will. Tighten the noose, hangman.
But I haven't finished. I wanted to...
Sergeant, signal the drummer.
Drummers!
Well, hangman, what are you waiting for?
The law clearly stipulates that a doomed man has the right to make a statement.
He made a statement.
Which might come to the highest court. They might rule that he didn't finish his statement.
He'd be dead, wouldn't he, finished?
Personally, I'm inclined to agree with you. But you never can tell about the highest court. Now, if you have no objections, I'd like to loosen the knot and hear what else he has to say.
It's a waste of time.
Not his time.
Oh, all right.
Thank you very much. How's that, Micah? Better? Now you have a chance to finish.
Thank you very much. Could you unbind my hands?
Well, out of the question.
Well, there's something in my pocket. How am I going to get it out?
This pocket.
If you please, please, please. That's it.
It's nothing but a seed.
That's right. We're waiting, Micah.
Before I die, it's my only request. Before I die, I want to plant this seed. It's important.
You'll require a better reason than that.
There's only one seed like that in all the world. My father gave it to me. It is the seed of the tree of life. The mystic tree called Chaim. Why, even in death, a man wants to leave life behind. Oh, it isn't a great thing to ask. Let me put the seed into the ground.
Micah, you are the only seed that will be put into the ground. The request is denied. Hangman, proceed.
Again, the noose was tightened, and Micah faced eternity with an unplanted seed in his hand. The hangman, his fingers clenched tightly about the rope, studied the doomed man, and then, unaccountably, his fingers unclenched. The rope went slack. The drums ceased rolling. For at least a moment, Micah was born again in travail as he had been born once before in travail. The hangman smiled a self-conscious smile.
It's because I'm rather fond of trees.
You've lost your mind. Let's hang him and let's go home.
I never heard of a crime tree. Did you, officer?
Start the drum roll!
Drum roll!
You're being unreasonable. Trees are very nice things. I have a personal interest in trees. Figure it out. No trees, no place to hang people from. If people don't get hanged, what does society come to? It's practically an end to law and order.
Stop the drum roll!
Stop the drum roll!
Oh, you might as well start it again.
What's that?
I can't plant this seed. I just remembered.
Micah, this is a fine time to tell us. What did you remember?
I am unclean. It's impossible for me to plant the seed of the tree of life with unclean hands. Life depends on hands that are clean. Mine aren't.
Well, they're cleaner than mine.
Hangman, you don't understand. My hands are stained with theft. I can't plant the seed.
I order you to plant the seed.
You can't. I've stolen. A man who has stolen is forbidden to plant the seed of life. If I obey you, the tree will wither and my soul will go to hell. You had better hang me. Hangman, you haven't stolen. You can plant the seed.
Well, that's right. I could.
Well, what are you waiting for, hangman? Take it and plant it.
Micah.
Yes, hangman.
What's stealing?
Taking something that doesn't belong to you, like my life.
I was afraid of that.
I didn't mean to embarrass you.
No hard feelings, but I get the point. Officer, I believe you'll have to plant the seed.
Why me?
You're an officer of the law. You haven't stolen. Go ahead, plant the seed.
Micah, how many kinds of law are there?
You told me yourself. There's maybe yes... And as may be no. It's all right. In fact, it's praiseworthy to uphold the maybe yes kind of law.
But the maybe no kind?
Bad laws. Bad laws are like stealing people's liberty.
Hangman, do you want to reconsider?
Oh, no. You can plant the seed.
We're not going to start that all over again. Now, look here, Micah. Don't go away.
I can't go very far. My ankle's broken. Besides, there's a noose around my neck.
Fine. Stay right here. I'm going to inform the king. This looks like something for him to settle. The king will tell us what to do.
Micah and you and me and every man, we all wait, balanced on one leg, a noose around our necks for the judgment of the king. From the day of birth, the noose is there, and judgment impends. And only those who are never born are never judged by their fellow men or by their king. They came, the officers of the law, and the pursuer of men, the ministers of the realm, and the king. Micah waited while the king was apprised of the problem.
You say it is truly the seed of the mystic tree, Chaim, the tree of life?
Yes, your majesty.
And it may be planted only by one with clean hands, one who has not stolen and never stolen?
That is correct, your majesty.
Chamberlain.
Your majesty.
You are the treasurer of the kingdom. You are the man who holds our highest regard and confidence. You shall plant the seed.
No, sire.
Are you a thief, sir?
Your majesty, I cannot answer.
Are you an embezzler?
No. I have never touched a coin of the taxes I've collected.
Then you are not a thief.
Micah, does his majesty speak the truth?
No, Chamberlain. For you have taxed for maybe yes, and you have also taxed for maybe no. And the things for which you have falsely taxed have falsely taken the bread from the mouths of the poor.
Your Majesty, I cannot plant the seed. I am a thief.
Sire, let Micah be hanged and be done with it.
No! It is important that the tree of life be planted. Citizens, is there any among you who has never stolen? If so, let him come forward now and plant the seed of the mystic tree, Chaim. I ask for an honest man. Let him come forward. Well?
There isn't anyone, Your Majesty. Shall I go ahead with the hanging?
Wait! Hangman, is there one man in the kingdom who has never stolen?
Only one, Your Majesty.
Good! Name the man, and you shall be rewarded.
Yourself, sire. A king does not need to steal. Your hands are clean. Sire, you are the one to plant the seed.
Micah!
Yes, Your Majesty.
Give me the seed. I shall plant it.
Do you wish to?
You question my right?
I question the cleanliness of your hands.
A king is not a thief.
A king is a ruler. A ruler is one who holds power.
Say what you mean, Micah.
Sire, you are a thief.
You will die twice for that.
Every man with power over his fellow man steals from his fellow man. Each man is an absolute end in himself. Who appointed you? Appointed you divinely with power over the plenty, the hunger, the life, the death of men, conceived equally in the womb and destined equally for the worm. Your Majesty, who made you arrogant? When you are subject to God, as I am subject, and the hangman is subject, Your Majesty was given power to serve man, but Your Majesty stole power to rule man. And Your Majesty is a thief, sire.
Hangman, plant the seed.
I cannot, Your Majesty. I have stolen life.
Officer, plant the seed. It is my command.
Sire, I dare not. I uphold some good laws, but also some bad laws. And bad laws are thievery. Bad laws steal man's freedom.
Chamberlain, it is your turn again.
I am an old man, Your Majesty. Age grants certain privileges and confers certain immunities, but not immunity from falsehood. And no privilege of silence in the presence of truth. Your Majesty, we cannot plant the seed of life. You and I, all of us, we have stolen. We can never make reparation. Our hands are not clean.
I see. Micah, is this what you wanted? I'll say it. The hangman is a thief. My law officers are thieves. My treasurer is a thief. And I am a thief. Answer, Micah. Because on your answer hangs your life. Micah, what is your answer?
I will answer. I will not answer for myself. I answer for those like me. They are many times dead. They are many times unborn in death and in life. They are the poor and the hungry.
Micah, answer for yourself.
Your Majesty, tax collectors, law officers, hangmen of society. I, Micah, I stole because I was hungry. Why did you steal?
They didn't answer, for there was no answer. Micah had sinned and knew that he had sinned, and Micah would be punished. But the king had sinned, and the officer of the law had sinned, and the hangman had sinned. And for once, society knew that it should also be punished. But when society plays the hangman, who is the hangman's hangman? This is a question for you and for me. For all men who balance on one leg with a noose around their necks. It is only a story. It belongs to the spilling seconds and the dead minutes that lie buried under a space of time. It happened long ago, very long ago. So long ago, it could have been tomorrow.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address for 25 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York, New York, 10027. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Rabbi Seymour Siegel, Professor of Theology at the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Rabbi Siegel.
Next to being the children of God, our greatest privilege is being the brothers of each other. These words of the great Jewish philosopher Martin Buber express the meaning of the remarkable play by the late Morton Wishengrad, which we have just heard. All of us are involved with each other. Human society is one great organism of which every single individual is a part. When injustice, callousness and indignity attack one part, all the rest of us, directly or indirectly, share the pain and the anguish. The great sin is self-righteousness, which magnifies our own goodness and undervalues the goodness of our fellow man. The great offense is callousness and hardness of heart, which looks with unfeeling indifference while all around us there is misery, poverty, and oppression. The great need is compassion, participation in the pain of our fellow man, and sympathy for the burdens he has to carry. It is only because of undeserved good fortune that most of us have been born into circumstances where necessities are taken for granted and where hope for the future and confidence in the present sustains us. Why then should we cruelly turn our backs or point an accusing finger at those who have been deprived by the same fortune of the basic necessities of life, bread for the body and dignity for the soul? Justice, justice shalt thou pursue. This is one of the great commandments of religion. It is the great need of every hour and especially of our own time. But we can pursue justice only when we rid ourselves of the exaggerated sense of our own goodness, of blindness to the sufferings of our neighbors. Though only few of us are guilty enough to be brought before the court of justice, all of us are responsible. Surely, says Ecclesiastes, there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. The individual crime is the result of one's own evil, but it is also the expression of society's corruption. Insofar as we are responsible for our society, we share the guilt of all of those who do evil. No man is innocent enough to escape the guilt of the crimes which are the result of poverty, ignorance, and prejudice. We can only remove this guilt by cleansing the society of the circumstances which force some men to do evil and by which some have too much and others not enough. By acknowledging our own guilt and by recognizing in our fellow man, whether he is righteous or unrighteous, the child of the one God, will we be able to live together as brothers.
Thank you, Rabbi Siegel. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Thief and the Hangman, written by Morton Wishengrad, was the last in a series entitled Judgment and Justice. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured today were Lawson Zerbe as the thief Micah and Ralph Bell as his pursuer. Others in the cast were Humphrey Davis, Abby Lewis, John D. Seymour, Gilbert Mack, and Maurice Tarplin as the hangman. Our narrator, John McGovern. We invite you to join us next week when The Eternal Light will present The Bridge by Joseph Mindel, based on incidents in the life of Thomas Mann, and first in a series entitled The Writer and His Times. This is Jerry Damon. The Eternal Light, produced for NBC by Rhoda Grady, is directed by Kenneth McGregor. For the seminary, Dr. Ben Zion Boxer of the Forest Hills Jewish Center is program editor, Milton E. Krentz, producer, and Ruth Sussman, program coordinator. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This pre-recorded program has been an NBC Public Affairs presentation. This is the NBC Radio Network.